and I planted a church in Nanjing in 2009. So this is the farewell party when we departed Nanjing to America in 2015. They are still in my heart.
So, 在我家里.
Also, I'm a graduate student in Fuller, so I got my MD from Fuller in
2018. So,
by God's grace and support of my family, so that I can finish my journey.
所以感谢我能够完成我的学业.
I'm a father to three children.
我有三个子女.
My son Jonathan is 17.
儿子约拿丹17岁.
My Lucy, two daughters. My first daughter Lucy is 14.
女儿露西14岁.
And my youngest one Esther is only 4.
最年轻的四岁.
So Jonathan and Lucy got baptized into Christian last year in Easter Sunday.
所以 Jonathan 跟 Lucy 去年受洗.
Today my topic is the river that transforms our lives.
我今天讲到的题目是生命更新的河.
I'll share the scripture Ezekiel chapter 47 verse 1 to 12.
经文是以西结书47章1到12节.
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告.
Our Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we praise you as our creator.
因为你是创物的.
We thank Jesus Christ for his incarnation.
送耶稣到我们当中道成肉身.
His crucifixion and the resurrection.
在十字架上舍身, 升天.
Please protect us in the midst of the pandemic and the wildfire.
在疫情跟野火当中保护我们.
Please give us listening ears and obedient hearts.
让我们能够永远在你的心中.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
祈祷奉耶稣的圣名, amen.
So let me first introduce a bit of background of this book.
让我先介绍以西结书的背景.
Ezekiel is a prophet in exile.
他是一个被放逐的先知.
He lived from 622 to 570 BCE.
活在主前622到570年.
He was serving God in the same period with Daniel and Jeremiah.
和耶利米、但以理同时期.
His message is about God's judgment on Israel.
他的讯息有关主的荣耀离开以色列.
God's glory departed Israel.
荣耀离开以色列要审判他们.
Also, his message is about God's judgment on the surrounding nations.
也审判周围的国家.
But to the last, he will mention about the restoration of God's glory.
还有如何再重建主的荣耀.
The beginning of the book, the prophet Ezekiel received visions of God when he was 30 in Babylon.
以西结在30岁的时候, 在巴比伦接到主的异象.
So from chapter 40 to 48,
40章到48章,
it is Ezekiel's vision of restoration.
就是他在巴比伦接到主的异象来重建.
Restoration of the temple,
圣殿,
of the priesthood and Israel.
祭司跟, 重建祭司跟以色列.
So let's read chapter 47 from 1 to 12.
让我们一起读47章1到2节, 先用英文.
The man brought me back to the entrance to the temple, and I saw water coming out from under the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the temple faced east. The water was coming down from under the south side of the temple, south of the altar. He then brought me out through the north gate and led me around the outside to the outer gate facing east. And the water was trickling from the south side.
让我们念中文. 他带我回到殿门, 见殿的门见下有水从往东流出, 原来殿面朝东, 这水从砍下, 由殿的右边, 在祭坛的南边往下流, 他带我出北门, 又领我从外边, 转到朝东的外门, 见水从右边流出.
The man is an angel.
经文中指的人是位天使.
He showed Ezekiel the vision of a tiny stream.
所以他, 给以西结异象.
The stream flowed from the south side of the temple.
水从殿南边
and flow toward the east,
向东流。
And the man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand.
然后他手上拿了一个量尺。
He measured off 1,000 cubits.
他量到是一千肘。
And then led me through water that was ankle deep.
然后那个时候水是到脚踝的深度。
He measured off 1,000 cubits.
然后他又量了一千肘。
And led me through water that was knee deep.
然后这时候水就到膝盖深。
He measured off 1,000.
然后再量一千肘。
And led me through water that was up to the waist.
然后这时候水深到腰。
He measured off 1,000.
然后再量一千肘。
But now it was a river that I could not cross.
然后这已经深到没有办法渡过。
Because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim in.
然后这个深度已经超过一个人的高度。
A river that no one could cross.
这样子没有办法过河。
He asked me,Son of man, do you see this?
然后你看到这些吗?
Then he led me back to the bank of the river.
然后他就是领我回到河岸旁边。
So the water starts with a tiny stream.
So 这个是河流。
And it's getting deeper and deeper.
越来越深。
So after 1,000 cubits.
在一千肘的深度。
So a cubit is based on the length of the arm from the elbow.To the tip of the middle finger.
一肘是指中指尖到手肘的距离。
So it's about 1/2 meter or 18 inch.
差不多是半公尺或者是十八寸。
So 1,000 cubits equals 500 meters or 18,000 inches.
所以一千肘差不多是5,000公尺或者是18,000寸。
So the river rises from ankle deep.
所以这个水深从脚踝深度
to knee deep
到深膝盖
to the waist.
腰部,
until it's deeper than a man.
最后甚至超过人的高度。
Have you ever seen such river?
你们看过这样的河吗?
So we have a church retreat last year to the Zion National Park in Utah.
这是 Zion, 国家公园。
So my daughter was still 3 years old at that time.
我的女儿那时只有三岁。
So I carried her on my back.
所以我背着她。
And I walked across the river.
所以我涉水而过。
So this is the starting point of the river.
这个是开始的地方。
Still very shallow, right? Ankle deep.
这里非常浅，只有脚踝深度。
But I, as I walked, it becomes to my knee and then to my waist.
然后越走越深，从我的到我的膝盖，然后最后到我的腰部。
So I had to return when the river reaches my waist.
当到我腰身的时候，我就回头。
But my other friends reached the end of the journey.
但是有人继续往下走，走到尽头。
So it's deeper than their head. They had to swim.
有的时候你要穿到水过才能够过这个峡谷。
So let's finish until verse 12.
让我们继续读七到十二节。
When I arrived there, I saw a great number of trees
on
each side of the river.
He said to me.
This water flows toward the eastern region and goes down into the Araba, where it enters the Dead Sea. When it empties into the sea, the salty water there becomes fresh. Swarms of living creatures will live wherever the river flows. There will be large numbers of fish, because this water flows there and makes the salt water fresh.So where the river flows, everything will live. Fishermen will stand along the shore. From En-Gedi to En-Eglin, there will be places for spreading nets. The fish will be of many kinds, like the fish of the Mediterranean Sea. But the swamps and the marshes will not become fresh. They will be left for salt. Fruit trees of all kinds,will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear fruit, because water from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will serve for food, and their leaves for healing. Here comes the Chinese.
中文，我回到河边的时候，见在河这边与那边的岸上有极多的树木。 他对我说，这水往东方流去，必下流到亚拉巴，直到海，所发出来的水必流入沿海，使水变甜。这河水所到之处，凡滋生的动物都必生活，并且这流来的水必有极多的鱼，海水也变甜了。这河水所到之处，百物都必生活，必有渔夫站在河边，从隐基底直到隐伊格连，都做晒网之处。那鱼各从其类，好像大海的鱼甚多，只是泥泞之地与洼湿之处不得治好，必为盐地。在河这边与那边的岸上，必生长各类的树木，其果可做食物，叶子不枯干，果子不断绝，每月必结新果子，因为这水是从圣所流出来的。树上的果子必做食物，叶子乃为治病。
Amen. So if we go to the scripture, so three times it mentions the salty water there becomes fresh.
三次提到这个沿海变得新鲜，得医治，使水变甜。
So if you read another version, King James Version.
如果另外就是另外一个版本。
So it mentions the waters shall be healed.
这个河水得医治。
So let's talk a bit about the Dead Sea.
让我们谈一下沿海或者是死海。
So it is the earth's lowest elevation on land.
这是地球最低的地方。
Its surface is about 430 meters below sea level.
在海平面以下 430.5 米。
It is one of the world's saltiest bodies of water.
它是最咸的水。
It's about 10 times as salty as ocean.
是一般海水的咸度的十倍。
So this makes a harsh environment in which plants and animals can flourish.
动植物都没法生存。
So that's the reason why it gets named the Dead Sea.
所以名叫死海。
However, after the river flows into the Dead Sea,
当河水流入死海,
amazing things happen.
奇妙的事发生了。
There will be many kinds of fish.
有许多的鱼。
So the fishermen will stand along the shore and cast their nets.
让渔夫从岸边撒网打鱼。
There will be a great number of trees on each side of the river.
两岸生长各类树木。
The trees will bear fruit.
每月结新果。
The leaves of the trees have the function of healing.
叶子可以治病。
So what does the picture remind us?
这个景象像什么呢？
The picture reminds of the Garden of Eden.
像是伊甸园。
So in Genesis chapter 2,
在创世纪第二章，
God put Adam and Eve in the garden he planted.
神将亚当夏娃放到他建造的花园里。
God made all kinds of trees.
园中有许多的树。
That were pleasing to eyes and good for food.
可以好看又可以结果。
So in the middle were the tree of life,and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
园子中央有生命树和辨别善恶的智慧树。
Four rivers are watering the garden.
四条河流灌溉伊甸园。
So this is a picture of peace and beauty of God's creation.
这是谁创造平静美丽的图片。
However, the peace was broken when Adam and Eve disobeyed and rebelled against God and his word.
不过这平静当亚当夏娃背叛不服从上帝的时候就被破坏了。
Sin, suffering and death invaded the world.
罪恶患难和死亡来到这世界。
So in Romans chapter 5 verse 12, therefore just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people because all sinned.
罗马第五章十二节，就这罪是从一人入了世界，死又是罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
The entire human race was affected by sin.
全人类都受到罪的影响。
6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
罗马书六章二十三节，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
Humans now sit on death now.
人类必须遭受死亡的结局。
Continue 8:20 to 22. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time.
罗马书八章二十到二十二节，因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制得享神儿女自由的荣耀。我们如今知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。
All creatures will suffer from sin.
宇宙万物都受罪的患难。
Can you see in our current society?
现在的社会就是这个例子。
Our world is ill, not just because of the COVID-19.
不只是新冠病毒, 还有更多的病痛。
So the ills of society include climate crisis, poverty, racism, shooting and violence, etc.
包括气候危机, 贫困, 种族歧视, 枪击暴力等等。
Isn't it the picture of the Dead Sea?
和死海没有两样,
lifeless and hopeless.
没有生命, 没有希望。
So 1 Peter 2:24, it said, He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. The only hope is in Jesus Christ.
彼得一书二章二十四节，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得医治了。The
only hope is in Jesus Christ.
所以只有在耶稣基督身上，我们才有希望。Only
Jesus Christ's precious blood on the cross can heal our sins.
只有他的宝血在十字架上为我们舍身，可以洗净我们的罪。What
hope does the prophet Ezekiel bring us through this vision?
以西结先知的意象带来怎么样的希望呢？
The river is a metaphor.
这条河是一个隐喻。
It can be interpreted as different symbolic meanings.
有不同象征的意义。
The first, the river of water of life flows from the throne of God and the Lamb.
这条河流从上帝和羔羊的宝座流出。
The river stands for the river of life.
是生命之河。
The source of the water is from the temple and the sanctuary.
起源是圣殿和避难所。
Whoever is thirsty can drink the water and be satisfied.
口渴的喝了会满足。
So St. Augustine said, Thou hast made us for thyself, O Lord. Our heart is restless until it finds its rest in thee.
奥古斯丁说，神为他自己创造我们，我们的心不得安宁，直到我们找到主带给我们的平安。We
are made in the image of God.
神用他的样式造人。Only
God can meet our deepest desire.
只有主能满足我们内心深处的欲望。Tim
Keller said, The human heart is an idol factory.
但是人心是偶像的工厂。What
is an idol? It is anything more important to you than God. Anything that absorbs your heart and imagination more than God. Anything you seek to give you what only God can give.
任何比谁重要的就是偶像，占据你的心怀意念，去追求，其实只有主能满足的。Money,
sex, and power are idols that give us empty promises.
金钱、美色、权势都是虚空的偶像。Jesus
claims, I am the way, truth, and life.
耶稣说，我才是道路、真理和生命。We
should seek God and find satisfaction and rest in God only.
我们应该追求主，在主里求安息与满足。Second,
the kingdom of God is unprecedented.
神的国度是史前无例。We
heard a lot that the pandemic is unprecedented.
新冠疫情大流行也是史前无例。
Based on the statistics on October the 27th from the World Health Organization,
世界组织10月27号的统计数字显示,
worldwide, there are 43 million confirmed cases.
全世界有43万确诊,
1 million deaths.
100万死亡,
218 countries are affected by the COVID-19.
波及218个国家,
So in Mark chapter 4, verse 31 to 32.
马可福音第四章31-32节.
It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade.
好像一粒芥菜种种在地里的时候，虽比地上的百种都小，但种上以后就长起来。 比各样的菜都大，又长出大枝来，甚至天上的飞鸟可以宿在它的荫下。The
river stands for the kingdom of God.
神的国度，这河就是指神的国度。It
has a tiny start.
起源很小。However,
it will have unimaginable impact.
但它的影响超过想象。The
church is not equated with the kingdom of God.
教会虽然不是天国。Though
it is a sign of the kingdom's future salvation.
但预表天国未来的救恩,
we pray like the Lord, may your kingdom come.
在主导文里头,
the kingdom of God is where God reigns.
天国是神掌权,
it is our ultimate hope.
是我们终极的盼望,
we're not hoping in technology.
这个不在科技,
either 5G or AI.
所以第五代的手机人工智慧,
we will have a presidential election next week. As Christians, we definitely should pray and vote.
所以我们应该祷告,
but my reminder is that our ultimate hope is even not in political party policies or political leaders.
可是我们终极的盼望不在政治、政党领袖或者是政策。
Our hope is in the kingdom of God.
我们的终极的盼望是天国。So
in Daniel chapter 4,
在但以理第四章里头,
the prophet Daniel interpreted the dream of the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar.
他替巴比伦王亚巴拉撒解梦。
Three times Daniel states that.
三次他提到,
so that the living may know that the Most High is sovereign over all kingdoms on earth.
至高主掌管世上所有的国度。
God is a sovereign king in history.
所以
Third, the Holy Spirit has the power to heal and restore.
圣灵有医治和恢复的大能。
In John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39,
约翰福音第七章37到39节,
on the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in loud voice, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. By this, he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
约翰福音7章37到39节，节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。”耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。The
river stands for the Holy Spirit.
河水代表圣灵。Anyone
who believes in Jesus Christ will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
信主的就会接受到圣灵充满。
The Holy Spirit is working both in the individual lives and in our faith communities.
圣灵在个人和信主的社区做工。
I want to share two testimonies how I witnessed the Holy Spirit's power of healing and restoration.
我要分享两个医治和恢复的见证。
My father-in-law is 84 this year.
我岳父今年84岁,
he has been an atheist all of his life.
一生无神论,
my wife has kept sharing the gospel with him.
我太太不断向他分享福音,
however, he thought that he did not need God.
但他认为不需要主,
because he could achieve everything without God.
因为靠自己就够了。
11 years ago,
11年前,
he had a heart surgery.
他动了开心手术。
It was his first time to humble himself and call on the name of Jesus Christ.
第一次谦卑下来求告主的名,
because he realized that he was not God and he could not control his life.
因为他生命有危险, 自己没办法掌控。
God is merciful.
主是怜悯的。
The surgery was successful.
手术成功。
And my parents-in-law both received Christ as their savior.
之后，岳父岳母都接受耶稣成为救主。
Several years ago,
几年以后
he was diagnosed to have prostate cancer.
岳父又诊断有侧户腺癌。
The doctor said that he had only several months to live.
医生告诉他只有几个月可活。
We pray to God earnestly for healing.
我们迫切向主祷告医治。
We trust God is in control.
信靠主掌管一切。
We are willing to seek Him and obey His plan.
愿意追求顺服主的旨意。
God's faithful.
主是信实的。
My father-in-law remains healthy and has come to visit us in the States twice.
我的岳父到现在还健在，还来美国看我两次。
I also want to share some testimony about my church back in China.
然后我要见证一些社区的发展的事情。
And my wife and I are called to plant a church in Nanjing in 2009.
我和我太太在2009被呼召到南京建立教会。
It is a large city with millions of people.
这是一个人口数百万的大城。
We feel we are small and weak to do God's work in such a large city.
我们觉得我们能力有限，在这个大城传福音。
We walked all over the city and prayed to God to discern His guidance.
我们走遍全城，向主祷告，求他指引。
We heard that God wanted us to go to a college town and make disciples among the young college students.
主似乎要我们去大学附近向学生传福音，带领他们成为门徒。
We confirmed that this was from God, and we obeyed God.
我们确定这是主的指引，我们顺服。
For the following 3 years,
未来的三年
we witnessed that the church has been bearing fruits monthly.
每月结果。
Every month a new life came to Christ, Jesus Christ and became Christians.
有新生命成为基督徒。
God is working now in our lives.
主在我们个人的生命做工。
In our church.
也在我们教会做工。
And in our neighborhood.
在我们的附近社区做工。
Why do we need to read the Bible and pray and worship?
我们为何要继续读经祷告崇拜?
It's not just because God commanded us to do this.
不只是主的指命。
These practices help us to be attentive and open to God.
而是让我们专注和向主敞开心怀。
So that we can discern where the Holy Spirit is working.
明辨圣主带领与主同工。
So that we can join in God's work.
所以我们可以一起完成他的使命。
In conclusion,
结论。
God gives us a vision of a river which transforms our life.
上帝给我们的意象，生命之河。
The river is a river of life.
这条河是生命之河，可以改变生命。
It flows from God and Jesus Christ.
从主和耶稣流出。
Do you want to seek God and the author of your life?
你想追求这神是生命的源头吗？
The river is a river of the living water.
这条河是活水。
Do you want to open to God and have the Holy Spirit indwell in you?
你愿敞开心怀给主，让圣灵充满你的生命吗？
It has the power to transform our lives.
这是有改变生命的道。
Heal our sins.
除去罪恶。
Restore our relationship with God, with neighbors, and with nature.
恢复与神的关系。
And bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
而且可以结出圣灵的果实。
Let's bow down our heads and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Our Heavenly Father.
我们亲爱的天父，
Thank you for creating us in your image.
感谢你用你的形象造我们。
Thank you for giving us life.
给我们生命。
Thank you for your unconditional love.
无条件的爱我们。
Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit.
给我们圣灵。
Holy Spirit, please abide in us.
引导我们，带领我们。
Cleanse us.
洁净我们。
Heal us.
医治我们。
Do your work in us and through us.
在你身上完成你的工作。
So that we can glorify God's name.
所以我们可以荣耀你的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
祈祷奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.